Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. The text for today is chosen from Proverbs 4. We've heard the axiom that knowledge is power. I'm sure everybody's heard that. Sometimes too much knowledge is dangerous. Of course, that would be the case of Cliff on Cheers, or just the opposite, if you're on Jeopardy and winning all that money. Our text today states that something else is even more important than knowledge, that being wisdom. I'm sure that King Solomon was not putting down knowledge, because it's important to learn everything you can, to learn something new each and every day. But in our text, he takes knowledge, instruction, to a different level, that of wisdom. Our text starts out and he says, "Listen, my sons, to a father's instructions, pay attention and gain understanding." How many professors have basically said the same comment the first day of class? Only spoken in a different way, it was probably, "Take good notes, for you don't know what's going to be on the test until the test." Solomon had the undivided attention of his sons, not that they paid attention to it. Verse 5, we see where he says, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them." Solomon knew where the wisdom comes from. It comes from God. He knew that in Psalm 111:10 it says, "Fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise." Perhaps we should look at a simple definition of the three words that Solomon is using: knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Knowledge can be defined as information about something that should be done, or education. Knowledge is reading everything in these books. Definition of understanding: the ability to understand something, to comprehend what is being read or spoken. Understanding. Comprehend all that is in these books. Wisdom. Wisdom is the quality to be wise. Or one definition I heard is, wisdom is putting knowledge to practice. So not just reading and comprehending what's in the books, but putting them into practice. In the olden days, rabbis used to be taken around town to town so they could answer questions and settle disputes, and they were driven by a driver in a buggy. This one particular rabbi was being driven around by his driver, and the driver was complaining, "Boy, you've got it easy. All you have to do is sit there and answer all the questions." He says, "I have it so hard that I have to feed the horse, I have to clean up after it, I have to drive you from town to town." And the rabbi finally was upset and said, "I can't put up with this anymore. Tell you what, before the next town, let's trade places." So they did. They trade clothes. So now the rabbi was the driver, and the driver was in the seat of the rabbi. And they came to the next town, and the people gathered around. And the first question spoken to the rabbi, of course the driver, was, "What is the meaning of life?" The driver paused for a moment and thought about it. Then he said, "Why, that is such an easy answer that even my driver knows." Wisdom. Verse 6, "Don't forsake wisdom. She will protect you. Love her and she will watch over you." Solomon seems to be stating here that wisdom needs to be embraced and it will serve you well. It will protect you. As we We all know the story of the baby and the two women with Solomon and his wisdom to cut the baby in half. We see that sometimes wisdom is outside of reasoning, because simple reasoning would just have given the baby to one of the ladies and the other one would have just had to put up with it. But wisdom, and not just knowledge, Solomon was able to find the truth. Verse 7, wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it cost all, get insight. Verse 11, I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along the path, straight path. Solomon goes into how to stay on the straight path in verse 22. He says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. In looking at this passage and in researching wisdom, I discovered how Proverbs 4, verse 22, and James 3, verse 13, were fairly similar. So James compares the two kinds of wisdoms. He says, who is wise and understand among you? Let him show it by his good work, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. For where you envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. You hear the similarities between the Proverbs and James. Of course, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 20, where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him. For God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand miraculous signs and Greeks look for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom. Wisdom from God that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Our wisdom comes from the same source as Solomon's wisdom. Our wisdom comes from Jesus Christ. It is through our baptism that we obtain heavenly wisdom. We have the wisdom of Solomon tells his sons to get in the text. Wisdom to understand the mysteries of God. Wisdom to not only know the law and the gospel, but to put them into practice, not just in the pulpit, but in our lives. Jesus states in Matthew 7, 24, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Listen, my sons, get wisdom. Amen.